I'm here with Gary and Rory, who's deeply immersed in the game from Pocket Size Hands. And you're showing off Honeypot Espionage. Yep. Do you want to give an overview of what Honeypot Espionage is?
Yeah, so Honeypot Espionage is a multiplayer shooter in VR where you're up against these spies in a combat arena. But the trick to the game is that everyone is completely invisible. But the more you move within the game or shoot, the more visible you become. So you've got to really think about it. Try and outwit your player into revealing their location first to get that shot off first, which is going to kill them.
You want to sneak up behind them or make sure they can't. If you move at all, you appear. So
yeah, so you can. It can be really clever, like trying to outwit that opponent and just making sure that you know you outwit them and they're not going to get the jump on you. Like,
I think. What about you've got a way to stop people from camping? What's that?
So we've got different game modes in the game. Of course, camping could be like you're invisible. You could just hide behind somewhere and shoot.
But you run out of ammo.
Yeah, but you run out of ammo, and you've got ammo spots which just randomly spawn around the map. So it's not like you can just stand there and do nothing. And there's King of the Hill as well. So You imagine everyone sort of fluctuating to this single point in the map, and everyone's invisible, and you know someone's getting points, but you just don't want to make that shot first.
So is it like a zone? You've got to get in the zone.
Yeah.
But if you're in the zone, you could just shoot.
Everyone
in the
knows
zone.
You're in the zone, so.
Yeah. Wait, they might not. You could be invisible in the zone if you don't move.
Yeah, but then the zone indicates that someone is there.
Someone's in there. So you just shoot into the zone, you might hit someone.
Yeah, but then you reveal your location. So it's all about risk reward.
What was the inspiration for the game? How did you come up with this idea?
Like any good story, I was hungover.
Okay.
Yeah. Me and my friend, we went to play the Vive, and it was the first time we ever tried it, and we were sold. We had to get one, and after that, we just started brainstorming about different things, and one of the big inspirations, actually, for it was a game called Johann Sebastian Joust.
Yep.
It's a game for the PlayStation.
It's on, what's the sports?
The Move
Heroes.
Controller.
Sports something. Sports Stars, I can't remember what it's
called. And it's pretty much digital musical statues, and... We really wanted to make a game where movement was like one of the core aspects of the game, and it just came from that. Like, we just kept developing the idea further and further.
You're in two competitions here, so you have two stands. You have one here, and then you have one somewhere else in the show. Do you want to explain what both those competitions are?
Yeah, so we're with them. Sorry, one second. I'm just gonna. So yeah, sorry. Yeah, so we're with Dare Academy. It's one of Abertay's competition, Abertay being the university up in Dundee. And it is six teams. We were given incubator space and some funding over summer, which allowed us to make the game and come here. We got a bit of a competition going on. The top team gets to spend a day with Sony, getting a little bit more development time and feedback with their game. And the top three teams actually get to go away to either America, China, or India. So it's pretty exciting to be here, like, and be part of this competition.
So this is just a prototype at the moment, in a way.
Yeah, it's just a prototype. It's still work in progress. And then, of course, Transfuser as well, which is the UK Games Fund competition, gives student teams around UK development money and development time over summer. And tomorrow we're going to be pitching for 25k at the UK Games Fund.
Have you got your pitch ready?
Exciting.
Have you got your pitch ready?
I think so.
Your plan. We talked to the other teams. They weren't quite so sure. So.
We've plenty prepared. Of practice now.
Okay. What do you have plans anyway? Are you going to publish the game, do you think? Or?
Yeah, so we actually, because VR and AR is such like a narrow scope, we specialize the company in making AR and VR products. So we do a lot of contract work, working with clients, taking on those. So we're funding ourselves to make the game on the side, really, while we do this stuff more sort of full-time. With the UK Games Fund or like that, if we do get the pitch tomorrow and we're successful, then we can take a little bit of step back from the contract work and work on it full time.
Yeah. Oh, and also if you get to talk to Sony and other people, then
that's
definitely going to push you
like, there's a couple
well.
Of publishers here that we've talked to, and
that'd be great.
All seem pretty promising.
Where can people find out more about the game?
Yeah, well, we've got a Steam store page. You can check out Honeypot Espionage on Steam, and we've also got a website, which is honeypotespionage.com.
So is it being released on Steam already? Or?
Yeah, well, it's not released yet, but we're aiming for release before 2018, summer 2018.
Summer 2018.
Yeah. And of course, people can follow us on Twitter at PKT Sized Hands.
Would you like to bring it to other platforms, do you think? Or?
Pardon me?
Would you like to bring it to other platforms?
Well, yeah, so currently we're developing it for the Vive and the Oculus Rift.
Yep.
but you know, games can be ported over to other platforms pretty easily. It's not going to be for PSVR because of the 360 movement and stuff.
This is more difficult.
But yeah, but with the new mixed reality headsets that comes out, there's a possibility there that we could be pushing towards that.
Okay, great. Thanks very much, Gary.
Yeah, thanks very much for talking to us.